Good morning. I'm calling this meeting of the Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors to order on January 28th, 2014. Please rise for a pledge allegiance for a flag. And then there will be a remain standing for a moment of silence for Tom Truax, a member of the Veterans Advisory Committee, and Judge Stone.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, thank you. You may be seated.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask for a small indulgence?
Yes, go ahead, Supervisor Chiesa.
Thank you. I think that we just held a moment of silence for Tom Truax, and it's unusual to say something about someone, but this is an unusual person. He's extraordinary. And if I could just say a few things about him. But Tom had hailed from District 2, and he served honorably for 8 years in the Air Force. He received a couple of commendations, one the Department of Defense Meritorious Service Medal, and that was authorized by President Reagan, as well as an Air Force Achievement Medal. He found his calling in the health services profession. He served in executive positions at Emanuel Medical Center, Sutter Gould, and then he actually ended up the director of Doctors Medical Foundation. So he liked helping people who needed help. He was also a founding member of the Stanislaus County Veterans Advisory Commission. He served as their secretary in a capacity, and he helped to guide the commission's initial meetings to stay in the rails and to run smoothly. This last week was the Best of Turlock Awards, and would you believe that Tim Truax, his son, got Youth Citizen of the Year? So I thought it was very, very befitting. When I heard of all the accomplishments of his son, I realized the nut never falls far from the tree. It was something, and Tom's presence will be missed. I know he was instrumental in the Veterans Committee that has been very important to our board. So I just wanted to point that out. Appreciate all that he did, and to his family. Again, my condolences.
Okay, thank you for those comments. Okay, this is the time in our meeting for public comment. This is for the public to comment on an item that is not on today's agenda. I have two requests to speak. First is Mr. Frank Carson.
Born and raised in this county, and I'm running for the office of district attorney in the June election. As you well are aware, that because you appropriate the money, the district attorney administers a budget of almost $16 million, specifically $15,726,000, and that's for the 2013-2014 budget. Prior to that, she had a budget of $15,148,000. I believe that there needs to be a reordering of priorities. I believe that what they need is more lawyers to do the work that the district attorney is empowered and obligated to do. And instead, what's happened is that the number of lawyers essentially has gone down, while the number of investigators, as an example, has gone up. And what has happened, and one offshoot of this, for example, is that the present district attorney, the incumbent, has instituted a large-scale wiretapping program within this county, and in one instance, even outside the county. This isn't being done by the sheriff. It isn't being done by the police department. It's being done by the district attorney's office. And what I'm referring to and what I'm quoting from is put out by the state of California attorney general. They are obligated to file a report with the legislature. And what I'm quoting from is the latest figures from 2012, the annual report to the legislature, and it's entitled The California Electronic Interceptions Report. And what it details is, for example, that in terms of wiretaps, certain counties that are representative, and they go through all the counties, and they give some examples of what a priority is in some counties. For example, in terms of Alameda County, the number of orders in 2012 that they sought and got were 3. The number in Sacramento County that they sought and got was 4. The number that were sought and received in Stanislaus County was 25. And the upshot of this is, for example, with Sacramento County, out of those 4, they resulted in 3 convictions. The result for Stanislaus County, in terms of a priority, is they have had 0 convictions. And in terms of those 25 authorizations, lest anyone believe, again, quoting from the report to the legislature by the Attorney General, it isn't just that 25 phones are tapped and listened to. It isn't that at all. What they detail is that the number of persons whose communications were intercepted out of those 25 authorizations, total 1,086 persons. The number of the wiretap conversations that they listened to, total 25,885, again, with no convictions. Now, the problem with this is that it cost a lot of money to do it. It cost a lot of money in an area, in an era, where we don't have a lot of resources, and we need to get more convictions. We need to use the dollars that you appropriate and entrust to the district attorney wiser. That amount, as reported again to the legislature, totaled for those listening intercepts, totaled $269,432. Now, one of the things, if that wasn't bad enough, what you should also be aware of, and again, as detailed by the report, is that the local district attorney here actually instituted a wiretap in Sacramento County. Out of those 4, the 4 sought in Sacramento County, Sacramento got 3 convictions. The one that they didn't get was the one instituted by the Stanislaus County district attorney. And what the cost of that was, for that authorization alone in Sacramento County, done by the local district attorney, totaled $57,520, for a total, with no convictions, of $326,952. Now, other counties do wiretaps. Other counties get convictions. Now, that's from the most recent year that figures are available, from 2012. Unfortunately, that same report also details that in 2011, on page 129, 0 convictions in 2011 as well. Now, the point that I'm making from my perspective is that we can't afford spying just for the sake of spying. The resources that you entrust to the district attorney and that I would try to better oversee and reorganize the priorities would be to, number one, to improve public safety, and two, to save the taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars. That reordering of priorities needs to be done. I'd like the opportunity to do it. And in the coming months, I'll bring up other issues whenever we have an opportunity, place by place, to show in a number of areas that this reordering of priorities and a restoration of balance that will improve public safety needs to be done. And that's what I'll be asking the voter to help me do in the June election. Thank you.
And thank you for your comments, Mr. Carson. Catherine Borges.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm here today to give you an update on SLIDA. As you know, in about 8 hours, there's going to be a very momentous meeting for your county constituents of Salida and Wood Colony in this very room. With all the outcry and pushback that the city has received over annexing Wood Colony these past several weeks and the past opposition from Salida, the only thing the city of Modesto should do is remove both communities from their general plan update. But they seem to be entrenched in their own little Stanislaus County version of Game of Thrones, as if they get to arbitrarily decide our fates for us. Well, fortunately for us, they don't get to. We already know that Salida would petition down any move by Modesto to annex us, and the annexation zone for Wood Colony has been canvassed, and 92% have responded that they are against being annexed by Modesto. So where do we go from here? In spite of the facts I've laid out for you, the Modesto City Council is apparently not grounded in reality, because we know we don't have the votes on the council for them to vote against annexing us. We think they will try to save face with the stall tactic of going with Dave Cogdill's suggestion of a comprehensive update. They've had plenty of opportunities to do this as this is something that Stephanie Burnside had first suggested to them. But they'd rather continue on this catastrophic waste of taxpayer money. We feel that all they are really doing is committing political suicide. The threat of annexation by Modesto has brought the communities of Salida and Wood Colony together. We have a joint motto, border to border, united we stand. As county constituents, we ask for your support in preserving our community's right to self-determination. And we will need your support even more if this battle makes it to LAFCO. Speaking just for Salida now, we are willing to work with Modesto for development along the Kernan Corridor. That's within the Salida Community Plan. Supervisor Withrow knows our terms, and if an agreement can be reached with the City of Modesto, then I am further requesting from the county that a planning commission be established for Salida. Just because Modesto wants to develop the Kernan Corridor doesn't mean that they get all the final say as to what goes there, as we're the ones in Salida who will be stuck looking at it for the rest of our lives. I'd also like to share with you that Salida is proceeding with incorporation. I've had meetings with our LAFCO advisor, Supervisor DeMartini, and also with Marjorie Blum, and the prospects for incorporating Salida are promising. We plan to begin holding public meetings in March to educate Salida residents on what incorporation will mean for us. In closing, I would like to thank you gentlemen for your support of Salida, and particularly to Supervisor Monteith, who was the first to express his support for Salida way back in October of 2012. While I may not be able to vote for Supervisor Monteith, I would be happy to support his campaign for re-election in any way I can. And based on what transpires here in 8 hours from now, there may be many more citizens on the west side who will follow my example. Thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you for your comments. Those are the only two speaker cards that I have. Is there anybody else from the audience who would like to make a comment at this time? Okay, please state your name for the record.
Good evening, or good morning, excuse me. Emerson Drake, longtime Modesto resident. Mr. Chairman, supervisors, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen around the world, if you will. You know, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm going to reiterate a call that I've made a couple times, and that's I'm hoping you'll consider doing something along the lines that LAFCO does and require lobbyists to not only register but to acknowledge that they're lobbyists and to say who pays them. I think that would be extremely important. If I had my way, we've all seen the little hover rounds that go down the street for those that are physically disadvantaged, and they have that little pennant that hangs on so cars won't hit them. Well, personally, I'd like to put those on the backs of lobbyists so people can know to avoid them. Unfortunately, here in Stanislaus County, we've seen a few of them on a regular basis who quite honestly masquerade as CEOs and sometimes of the Modesto Chamber of Commerce, speak towards selling our water. Where would we be if we had done that, the first dibs contract that they wanted to sign? You have to wonder why. They're speaking now for the land grab. They're turning around, and quite honestly, I have to agree with Ms. Borges that they're trying to delay. They're trying to save some face, and what they need to do, quite honestly, is cut their losses and move on. They're not going to have the opportunity to take over Wood Colony. They're not going to have the opportunity to take over to Salida. They can take a shot at it, but I think we've seen the resolve, and we have seen your resolve, and I'm sure they're very thankful for that. It's also great to see that there is a movement inside Modesto proper to address some of those council persons that amazingly became people that, I love farmland, but not today. Okay? And I've had the privilege and pleasure to go door to door passing out some of those flyers. So I don't feel bad about that whatsoever. But I do urge you. I think it's important when a paid lobbyist comes up here. We saw it at MID where George Petrolakis, Janice Keating, Carol Whiteside, all three in under pay of the MID to come forward and push the idea of the water sale. Yet they didn't have to say that. I've asked MID to do this, to make the same arrangements. And yes, those are proven facts. I've got the public records request to show them. I think it's important when people come up here, and I don't begrudge a lobbyist. I mean, everybody's got to make a buck. People that are almost convicted murderers, they get a lawyer. That's fine. But people should know they're out here for not for the public good, but for the people that pay them. And I think it would be nice to see the Board of Supervisors institute that somewhat similar, actually stronger than what LAFCO does. Gentlemen, I thank you very much for your time. Since you had a short agenda, I thought it'd be okay to come and speak. Have a great day now.
Hey, thank you for your comments, Mr. Drake. Is there anybody else who would like to make a comment under the public comment period? Okay, seeing none, we will move to the consent calendar. We are going to pull item B1 and consider this item at a future date. Is there anybody from the board who would like to pull a consent item except for B1? Anybody from the audience who wish to pull a consent item? Okay, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll move to approve the consent calendar.
Second.
A motion has been made and seconded. We approve the consent calendar except for item B1. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion's carried. And we have no scheduled matters this morning. We will move to correspondence.
This board has received a copy of the Westport Fire Protection District's annual financial report for year ended June 30th, 2013.
Refer to the auditor controller.
This board has received the Stanislaus County Jail State mandated inspection report for the downtown Stanislaus County Jail facility.
Refer to the Department of Environmental Resources.
This board has received from the American Lung Association information on the State of California Tobacco Control 2014 report.
Refer to the Health Services Agency.
This board has received a letter from the Governor's Office of Emergency Services regarding the secretarial disaster designation by the U.S. Department of Agriculture of Stanislaus County and other California counties due to the drought levels as reported on the U.S. Drought Monitor process for more than 8 weeks.
Refer to the Agricultural Commissioner, the Department of Environmental Resources, the Department of Public Works, and the Stanislaus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisors reports? None. I would like to state that I will be given the State of the County address next week on June 4th. Legislative and Fiscal Management Report, Mr. Risen.
Thank you, Chairman DeMartini. Just a real quick, Governor Brown delivered his State of the State address, primarily reinforcing his call for fiscal prudence, including advice to put away your surplus during years of plenty so you will be ready for the lean years which are sure to follow. He did not announce any new initiatives in his speech. The state legislature has confirmed their future leadership changes, and Senator Kevin DeLeon from Los Angeles is the heir apparent to become the next Senate pro tem, and Assemblymember Tony Atkins from San Diego will be the new speaker. And we also received word yesterday that a ballot measure that was being led by Will Kempton that would have increased the vehicle license fee for maintenance and rehabilitation of our transportation system has been pulled from the ballot and will not be going forward this fall. And that concludes my report.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Risen. We will now adjourn to closed session. Mr. Doring?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have several matters to discuss in closed session. First is conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision D1. This involves one case, Signature Development versus County of Stanislaus et al., Stanislaus County Superior Court, case number 673876. Additionally, we have conference with legal counsel to discuss significant exposure to litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision D2. This involves one matter related to a claim by Protect Our Water and Environmental Resources that asserts water well permits were issued without compliance with the California Environmental Quality Act. Finally, there is a conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. The agency negotiators are Stan Risen, Nancy Bronstein, and Jody Hayes, and the labor organization is the Stanislaus Sworn Deputy Association. We do not expect to report out on any of these matters.
Okay. This meeting stands adjourned.